Welcome to Becoming the Vision, where we talk about becoming the man you need to be in order to have the desires of your heart. Here you will learn how to strengthen your mind, develop your body, create an amazing relationship with your family, and ultimately become the man, leader you've always desired to be. I hope you enjoy and subscribe. Yo, 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 guys, what's going on? It's your boy GB, man. I appreciate you guys for being here in 2024. I hope you were able to crush 2023, man. You know, I'm really big on, I don't want to say that I make New Year's resolutions. I think that I try to hold steady throughout the year, but there is this constant, or not constant, but there's this feeling of, you know, excitement when the new year comes, anticipation, you know? And so, I kind of wanted to hit on that today, man, as far as like, you know, if you are the type of person that like you have big goals and you have big dreams and maybe 2023, you fell a little bit short and you're a little frustrated and you can't seem to figure out why, or maybe you crushed some shit. Maybe you did do great, but there was still another level that you wanted to hit. There was this concept, man, that I heard years ago that has literally, it changed the trajectory of my life. And it helped me to understand that like, man, you really can do anything that you decide to do in your life. And so the concept is, drum roll, do it anyway, right? Like, do it anyway. And what does that mean? So do it anyway means that I think a lot of times we're actually kind of aware of what we need to do to hit the next level in our life. Like, we know what we need to do about our health. We know what we need to do about our relationships. We know what we need to do about our financial situations. Like, we know. We may not have the exact steps. And, you know, sometimes we have too many choices, and we'll kind of hit on that later on in maybe in another episode. But it's the fact that we're kind of aware. Like, we know the basics of what we should be doing. The problem is that you have two choices. You can either have your emotion or you can have the result, but you can't have both. And I think a lot of times when we fall short of the goal that we want, it's because we chose the emotion over the result too many times. And to kind of illustrate what I mean is that I heard a quote a while ago from Kobe, and he was like, I'm not negotiating with myself. Like, the plan was made at the beginning of summer of how I was going to do my training, what it was going to look like. Like, I'm not going to negotiate. It's like, if I wrote it down, it has to get done. Period. And I think that for so many of us, we like, you know, and I always use fitness examples because it's the easiest thing, right? Like, you know that you should get your ass up and go to the gym. Like, you know, you should probably eat the chicken or something leaner versus the pizza, right? Because you felt like it. But think of how many times you do something because you're going literally off of how you feel, like your emotion. I don't feel like it. I'm tired. I'm frustrated. I'm happy. I deserve it. So I'm going to reward myself. Like, we go so much off of our emotions that it kind of derails us from like the big things that we want in life. And we're not able to forego instant gratification for like the long-term pleasure. It's like we sacrifice what we want most for what we want now. And when you look up, how many times did you do that in 2023? How many times did you know exactly what you needed to do, but you woke up and you were like, I don't feel like going to the gym. I'm tired. I'll go later. And then you don't go later. Or I should be eating clean. Like, one of the things that drives me crazy is people say, well, you know, I'm on the road a lot. I travel a lot. I'm moving around. Like, a lot of guys that I coach are like business. Like, and so they're always traveling. They're always moving. And I'm like, cool. It's not like you're not eating. There's food everywhere you go. You're just making the wrong choice because you're too emotional about it. Like, you feel like, oh, well, I'm traveling. I deserve a treat. Or, oh, I'm frustrated. I deserve a treat. It's like, we just do things like that all the time. And then so like, if you really want to crush 2024, I want to keep this episode short, man, because I want to give you actionable steps, especially for things that either I've coached guys on, or even, you know, things that I found in my own life that work, man. And the biggest concept is like, do it anyway. It doesn't matter how you feel, like, because we get so caught up in how we feel and it messes us up so many times. Like, so, you know, like, guys, and I try to be honest about everything as far as like, there are so many days I wake up and I'm just not motivated. I think so many, like, we try to rely so much on motivation and it's just not going to happen. Most of the time, you're not going to wake up motivated. When I go to the gym, I'm not always motivated to do it. When I need to execute stuff around the house, I'm not always motivated to do it. But I did tell my wife I was going to do it. So you have to do the things a lot of times that you don't necessarily feel like doing. And that's where I think where people separate from like hitting that next level or kind of staying stagnant or even getting worse is because you don't choose the right thing and you're waiting for this miraculous moment of a burst of energy and excellence. Like, as I've grown in business and in life, like, I've been very, very blessed to be around some like heavy hitters in the world of business. And they are always like, Greg, like, I don't always feel like doing, like, because I think as you're growing, you look at people that like have certain things or have achieved like certain milestones in life. Like, man, if I could just be driven like them, if I could just be motivated like them. And dude, what I found is that a lot of times they ain't motivated. Like they're just like everybody else, right? And what happens is that instead of them, you know, succumbing to like their laziness or their feelings or not wanting to really do it, they just make it happen anyway. It doesn't matter how they feel. They just do it. And so that was something that I really adopted in 2023. And because of that, my life really changed. It was like, I'm not always going to feel like doing shit, but if I just get it done, I make it happen. And so what I wanted to do, man, is kind of give you some things that like a way to actually like make shit happen this year. Right. And so what I want you to do is I need you to write out these three areas: your health, your wealth, and relationships. These are the three main areas of everybody's life. Okay. So if you write out your health, wealth, and relationships, what are the things that you want to achieve inside of those areas? Like whether your health, like you want to lose 40 pounds, you want to get ripped, whatever it may be, your relationships, like, man, like me and my wife, we're not necessarily on the best of terms, or I want a deeper relationship, or we're separated and I want to get back together. It's like, but there are certain steps within that that you have to do in order to get what it is that you want, right? Everybody's like this and every goal is like this. And then so if you write down these tangible items as far as like, okay, what are the things that I need to do? And then from there, I need you to hold your word. Quit going back on what you told yourself you were going to do. And the reason that this is so important, man, is because you are the only person that knows every single lie that you have ever told. Okay. And if you constantly tell yourself that you're going to execute and you're going to do something, I'm going to hit this next level this year, and you don't do the little shit every day that you're supposed to do, it's very easy to start subconsciously doubting yourself. Like you don't believe yourself. Look at it if you were your own best friend, right? If your friend constantly told you what they were going to do and then didn't do it, like you're not going to listen to them. And so now you have this war within your body, and this is why you get discouraged, you get frustrated. You're like, oh, I don't know if I can do big shit. It's because you don't even do the little shit, right? And so what I want you to do is that one, there's many ways to say it. Keep your word to yourself, be a man of your word, like just do it anyway. If you say you're going to do something, you need to do it. Point blank, period. And I promise that if you just took that to never break character, to never go back against what you say you were going to do for 2024, I promise you, you're going to be in a way better situation than you are right now. I know a lot of you listening to this are, you know, you're in business and life's going great in that aspect. But what tends to happen is that as men, man, dude, we fumble so many other areas of our life because we keep, like, there's a level of excellence and like in our business that we do because we don't break character there, right? Like if we say we're having a meeting, we're going to have a meeting. If we say we're going to do this project, we do this project. And we're really hard on like our team. And I don't want to say hard because everybody has different managing styles, but like we're really a certain way with the business. And that's why it's successful. That's why it grows. That's why it scales. But in your relationships or in your body, we don't tend to do that as men. Like, it's like we hold this high standard over here, but over here, it's like we break our word all the time. We say we're going to do something with our kids and we don't do it. We say we're going to do something with our spouse and we don't do it. Or like, you know, especially physically. Like, and I just want you to, this year, man, my challenge to you is to hold your word to yourself. Do it anyway. Do what you said you were going to do. Because I promise if you do it in the little things, then you're going to start believing that you can achieve big things. But right now, you're kind of going off a hope, a whim, and a prayer that things are going to get better for 2024. But the first thing that you have to do is you have to make a decision to not compromise. Make a decision today that no matter how you feel, no matter how the day is going, you are not going to succumb to your emotions. If you wrote down the plan, do the plan. And if you do that enough, then you look up and you have what it is that you want. Because remember, guys, I think a lot of times the other thing I'll leave you with is I think a lot of times we get discouraged because we're not where we want to be. But we have to first understand that the journey is the reward. I know it sounds so cliche. We're always like, man, shut up. Like I'm trying to get to the end. Like, but the journey is actually a reward because the journey is what forges you into the person that you need to be in order to have what you want. And I think so many times we place such an emphasis on the finish line. And you and I both know, like once you get to the finish line, the shit moves anyway. Like you're like, oh, you bought a new car and you're excited about it for about 2 months and then the excitement wears off. Like, and then so you're on to the next goal. And it's the same thing, man. So if you can learn to actually enjoy the journey and love to like to challenge yourself, because there are going to be days that you don't want to go and you don't want to do. But if you do anyway, man, how much more awesome is your life going to be because of that, man. And so I hope everybody has an awesome 2024. Like I said, just to kind of reiterate, I know I went through a couple of things, but what you want to do, the action steps out of this, write down the three areas of your life, your health, your wealth, your relationships. What do you actually want in those things? And get as specific as you can within that, man. And then once you figure out what it is that you want, you need to write down the steps of how you get there. Like, and oh, the other thing, bro, do not try to achieve all the steps yourself. Quit doing stupid stuff. Like, quit doing stupid stuff. You cannot do it on your own. You will not do it on your own. Don't try to convince yourself you're going to do it on your own. How about you bring, like, how about you make the journey easier for yourself? Yeah, enjoy the journey, but make it easier on yourself. Don't rely so much on willpower, because that's what usually gets people in trouble too. You need to join, you need to get with people that are on the same path as you. Now, whether that's joining the Elite Father and you come in and you become a product of hundreds of other men that we've helped, or you join some other program, man. I'm obviously going to say that mine is the best, right? But what I need you to do is I need you to actually get around other men that are on the same journey as you. Stop lone wolfing it. Stop thinking that you can achieve these things on your own. It's usually why you run into problems in your relationship. It's usually why you run into problems physically, you know, like how you look physically. And if you can learn that it's not all done by yourself, there's no pride in that. There's no pride in doing it the hard way. It's like the point of the game is to win. And so if you want to win, make it easier, make the game easier, get around other men that are striving for the same thing as you. If you are interested in becoming a member of the Elite Father, what I want you to do is find me on social media, GB the Trainer. You're more than welcome to shoot me a DM. There are some links and stuff inside of my profiles that you can go in, schedule a call. I'll actually put a link in the show notes today that if you are looking to really achieve some monumental things this year, and you are tired of falling short, and you want to be a part of something that's bigger than yourself, and you know that being part of a brotherhood is going to actually change your life, man, I want you to go ahead and fill out that application, man, and we'll pick a time to talk. Well, you'll pick a time to talk, and then we'll kind of go from there. But I hope everybody crushes 2024, man. I love you guys to life. We'll talk soon. Peace.